Chapter 14. Protecting your driver's license. Suspension and revocation of license. Your license may be suspended or revoked for any of the following reasons: driving under the influence of alcohol or other substances, DUI, manslaughter resulting from the operation of a motor vehicle, perjury or false affidavit to the transportation cabinet, felony involving use of a motor vehicle, reckless driving, 3 convictions within 12 months, leaving the scene of a collision, failure to stop and disclose identity or render aid, theft of a motor vehicle or any part thereof, failure to maintain liability insurance, failure to satisfy a citation or court summons, failure to enroll in or complete state traffic school upon sentence by the court, failure to complete a graduated licensing course for newly licensed drivers, 16 and 17 years of age, fraudulent use of a driver's license to purchase or attempt to purchase alcoholic beverages, theft of gasoline, operating a motor vehicle, motorcycle, or moped without a license, refusing to take a chemical test when asked to do so by a law enforcement officer, failing to pay child support, fleeing or evading police, operating a motor vehicle in violation of restrictions imposed by the transportation cabinet, cancellation of your driving privilege. If you are under 18 years of age, the parent or legal guardian who signed your driver license application can withdraw responsibility, possibly resulting in the cancellation of your license. If the parent or legal guardian withdraws responsibility, you will have to wait until you are 18 years of age to obtain a permit and license. To withdraw responsibility, the appropriate forms and your permit license must be turned in to the circuit clerk. License voluntarily surrendered. A driver may voluntarily surrender his Kentucky driver license by completing an appropriate form in the circuit court clerk's office. To surrender your license, submit the completed form and your driver's license to the clerk. Insurance law. All motor vehicles registered or operated in Kentucky must be covered by liability insurance and basic no-fault personal injury insurance. Failure to carry insurance is a criminal offense. The penalties include fines, loss of license plates, and loss of operator's license. Motor vehicle liability insurance policies must provide $25,000 per $50,000 limits of liability for bodily injuries and $10,000 for property damage liability. Liability coverage provides protection for damage to persons or property. No-fault coverage pays up to $10,000 for medical expenses, lost wages, and replacement services if one is injured in an automobile collision, regardless of who may have been at fault. Higher limits of coverage may be purchased. If you decide to reject no-fault personal injury coverage and limitations on your right to sue or be sued, your rejection must be in writing on a special form established by the Kentucky Department of Insurance and filed with the Department of Insurance. You may obtain this form from your insurance agent, insurance company, or the Kentucky Department of Insurance. Under no-fault personal injury coverage, your right to sue will be limited in case of a minor injury. The rights of other persons to sue you will be limited in a similar manner. However, if you do not want these limitations on your right to sue or be sued, you have the option to reject the No-Fault Act and the limitations on your right to sue or be sued. Persons injured in traffic collisions who are entitled to no-fault personal injury benefits will receive payments for their out-of-pocket losses up to $10,000. Benefits will be paid by the company insuring the motor vehicle in which they were riding, regardless of who was to blame for the collision. It will no longer be necessary to await the results of a lengthy investigation to determine liability before payment can begin. The no-fault law is also a compulsory insurance law. Owners of motor vehicles must have liability insurance. Motor vehicle liability insurance policies must provide $25,000 per $50,000 limits of liability for bodily injuries and $10,000 for property damage liability. An alternative to this split limit arrangement is to purchase a single limit policy which has a limit of liability of at least $60,000. All motor vehicle liability insurance policies must provide a minimum of $10,000 no-fault personal injury coverage. Each company providing automobile liability insurance is required each time it issues, renews, or amends a policy to issue written proof that the insured has in effect an insurance contract providing coverage in conformity with Kentucky law. One copy of the written proof of motor vehicle insurance must be given to the county clerk for registration renewal, and the other copy must be kept in the vehicle it relates to and shown to peace officers on request. Driving safely affects your car insurance rates substantially. Every time you have a collision, you risk having your premium raised. If you have collisions or convictions of certain violations, you may also be charged more for insurance or risk cancellation of your insurance. Unsatisfied judgment. Any person failing to satisfy a judgment rendered against him for damages resulting from the operation of a motor vehicle within 60 days from the date of said judgment shall have his driving privilege suspended by the Transportation Cabinet. The suspension will remain in effect indefinitely or until the judgment has been satisfied. Upon satisfaction, a court-attested copy of the satisfaction is to be sent to the Cabinet, and the necessary reinstatement procedures must be followed. For more detailed information on amounts and types of insurance coverage, it is recommended that the motorist contact an insurance company. The Kentucky Point System. The purpose of the point system is to identify and assist those drivers who need improvement before it becomes necessary to suspend their driving privilege. It serves to protect the safe and sensible drivers and correct those who are reckless and irresponsible. Under the point system, the Transportation Cabinet's Division of Driver Licensing keeps a record of all moving traffic violations on each driver licensed in Kentucky. These records are based on reports of traffic convictions, forfeiture of bail, or payment of fine, with or without court appearances, which are forwarded to the Division of Driver Licensing by the courts throughout the United States. Assignment of point value to various offenses is made to impress upon drivers that their driving records are being monitored, and unless they comply with traffic laws, they may develop a bad driving record, which could lead to the suspension of their driver's license. Any driver accumulating as many as 6 points may receive a form letter from the Division of Driver Licensing advising him that immediate action should be taken to improve his driving. The driver may be required to appear for an interview with a representative of the cabinet to determine his real driving problems. At this interview, the Transportation Cabinet representative attempts to determine if participation in a state traffic school program would benefit the driver. If he fails to appear for the interview, his driving privilege shall be suspended for a period of 6 months. Traffic violations and their point values. Points assessed under the Kentucky point system expire 2 years from the date of conviction. However, the conviction remains part of the driver's record for a period of 5 years for an operator's license and 10 years for a commercial driver's license. If a person of 18 or more years accumulates 6 or more points within a 2-year period, the Transportation Cabinet may send a letter that shall advise him of the number of penalty points on his driving history record, and shall inform him of the penalties which may be imposed if he were to accumulate 12 points within 2 years. If a person under the age of 18 accumulates 4 or more points within a 2-year period, the Transportation Cabinet may send a letter that shall advise him of the number of penalty points on his driving history record, and shall inform him of the penalties which may be imposed if he were to accumulate more than 6 prior to his 18th birthday. If a person of 18 or more years accumulates 12 points within a period of 2 years, or a person less than 18 accumulates more than 6 points in a period of 2 years, the cabinet may suspend the driving privilege for a period of 6 months for the first accumulation of points, 1 year for the second accumulation of points, and 2 years for any subsequent accumulation of points within a 2-year period. For any offense for which the suspension of the driving privilege is 6 months or less for the first offense, the second conviction of a similar offense shall result in a suspension period of not less than 1 year, and any subsequent conviction for any similar offense not less than 2 years. If the cabinet suspends the driving privilege of a person more than one time, the suspension times shall run consecutively. After a hearing, the department may require the driver to be placed on probation in lieu of suspension and attend a driver improvement clinic, state traffic school, approved by the Transportation Cabinet. Once a driver has been placed on probation by the cabinet, he shall not be considered for probation again until a lapse of 2 years from the ending date of any previous probation period granted, whether served or not. The Kentucky State Traffic School Program. The Kentucky State Traffic School Program began in 1980. It is used as a tool to educate the driving public and promote safe driving behavior. A licensee may attend this program one of two ways. 1. Be referred by the court system as a result of any moving traffic violation other than one that requires a mandatory suspension, or 2. As a stipulation of being placed on probation. The theme of these clinics is: know the rules of the road. Have the proper driving attitude. Practice defensive driving habits. Once you attend the state traffic school program for either reason, attendance is not permitted again for 1 year from the date you were referred. State traffic school clinics are conducted in over 50 locations throughout the state. Voluntary enrollment is not permitted. Advantages to attending are: no points are assessed for the violation. Insurance companies are not permitted to obtain the information if normal enrollment and completion occur. The driving public is better informed of safe driving habits and attitudes, thereby making the highways safer for everyone. Driver Substance Abuse Education Program. Kentucky's DUI law went into effect on October 1, 2000. The law requires every first and multiple offender convicted of DUI to receive an assessment in a program licensed and certified by the Cabinet for Human Resources, CHR. On the basis of the assessment, every individual must attend an alcohol education or treatment program approved by CHR. An individual must satisfactorily complete the alcohol education or treatment program before reinstatement of his driving privilege. Participants in these programs will be given comprehensive information about alcohol and other drugs to increase awareness and knowledge, and to change an individual's attitude and behavior in relation to substance abuse. The individual must pay all mandatory alcohol assessment, education, or treatment fees to the program. With payment of the required fee for license reinstatement, a notice of completion from an approved DUI program, and after expiration of the period of license suspension, an individual convicted of DUI is eligible to get his license reissued by the circuit clerk's office. The Medical Review Board. The Kentucky State Police does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, religion, age, or disability. Upon request, the Kentucky State Police will provide reasonable accommodations necessary to afford an individual with a disability an equal opportunity to participate in all testing phases. The Medical Review Board is administered through the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. Its purpose is to provide the administrator with sound medical advice concerning the licensing of individuals with physical or mental impairments. Any driver with a medically diagnosable impairment who does not possess the minimum physical or mental abilities to safely operate a vehicle under all conditions will have his driving activities curtailed accordingly. Physically or mentally impaired drivers are brought to the attention of the interested individuals having personal, detailed knowledge of the impairment. In the event a report is accepted under the above criterion, the licensee will be required to forward a completed medical questionnaire to the Division of Driver Licensing. The medical report will be submitted to a review board consisting of medical specialists appointed by the Commissioner of the Department of Vehicle Regulation. The board will study the report and, based on their medical expertise, recommend restrictions limiting the impaired drivers to operating within their capabilities. Drivers with a seizure condition must be seizure-free for a period of at least 90 days prior to an original application or renewal of a driver's license. KRS 186.411 states a person with an epileptic condition shall present to the Division of Driver Licensing certification by a physician that his condition is controlled by drugs, details of the drugs, dosage of same which the person takes, his own statement that he has been free of seizures for at least 90 days before date of the application, and that he is taking the medication prescribed by his physician. When the division receives such certification, the condition is monitored by the Medical Review Board through periodic medical questionnaires.